I don't know from where this concept has come, that music is food for the soul. You also may have heard this sentence, I believe our source is Quran, which will tell us what is food for the soul, what is food for our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. People say we listen music because we feel peace in our heart. Whereas Allah is saying, who has created heart, creator knows inner and outer functions better than anyone else. For example, the one who has manufactured a car, that manufacturer knows that what button is where and what are the functions of that machine or car. And you also get manual with any machine you buy, which tells in detail all the functions of that machine. The one who has created you and me, he is saying this. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Hearts find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. But people are going towards drugs, destruction, nothing else. Let's talk about addiction. Person has gone too much into that, and he's badly addicted. Those viewers who are watching, I hope they would agree that when you try to explain someone and forbid from music, it's replied that there won't be any charm in life. How will I get peace and satisfaction? How will my leisure time pass? Let me explain this with an example. I hope inshallah this example will benefit, especially to those brothers and sisters who listen to the music, and those who think if they abandon the sin, they'll have no charm or enjoyment in their life. They'll feel empty. There were two friends, and one of them was vegetarian. He would only eat vegetables. He never ate meat in his whole life. His friend would convince and say to him, at least try chicken or meat occasionally. But he would refuse and say, the taste I get in lentils and vegetables, I can't get in anything else. I'm happy with that. Once all friends gathered and forcefully they made him eat some chicken, a small piece of chicken. And after eating that, he liked that. He took some more. And he said, it's also a blessing. I've been eating all my life lentils. Just try to understand this example. Although it is just an example, but the point I'm trying to make is, the one who's lived all his life in music, spent his life watching films and dramas, drinking alcohol and various sins, he believes that all enjoyment lies in these things alone. That person hasn't experienced the taste of recitation. The one who has spent life in clubs and pubs, in worldly amusement and enjoyment, he hasn't experienced the enjoyment of shedding tears in the remembrance of Prophet of Allah والسلام. That's why he thinks he won't get peace unless or until he spends night in pubs and clubs, because he hasn't experienced the other form of night. The day you'll bring this change, you'll stop listening to music and start reciting the Quran. You'll stop watching films and dramas and start doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll yourself experience peace in your heart. When you do wudu, you feel freshness in your body. You get energy, just like a computer has restarted. Well, those wouldn't understand this point who do not offer salah. But those who regularly offer their salah, they would agree with me. No matter how busy you are or how tense you are, you get up, perform wudu and stand in salah. After finishing salah, when you make dua, when you rub your hands on your face, you feel light and relaxed. But the one who has not experienced this at all, who hasn't offered salah with its essence, how can he enjoy this feeling?
He who hasn't tasted honey doesn't know about his taste.
The species of both worlds,